Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Today, we're going to hear about how two women, each remarkable in her own way, came together for the cause of justice. The first is Amal Clooney, the high-profile human rights lawyer who's a familiar face both in the courts of the world and in the media. The other is a young woman from a farming family in Iraq. Her name is Nadia Murad, and she's a member of the Yazidis, a religious minority in that country. Nadia has been through devastating experiences that could have broken her, but instead made her determined to seek justice. Together, Amal Clooney and Nadia Murad are taking on one of the world's most fearsome opponents. They're working to bring the terrorist organization ISIS to trial for crimes of genocide, sexual slavery, and trafficking. Amal Clooney and Nadia Murad show that when women partner, they can make progress even against the most daunting odds. In 2014, Nadia's family experienced the ISIS genocide against the Yazidis. Nadia herself was kidnapped and forced into sexual slavery, along with 6,000 other Yazidi girls and women. Nadia later escaped and found refuge in Germany, and she was determined that what happened to the Yazidis would not be forgotten. In 2018, Nadia Murad won a Nobel Peace Prize for her work to end sexual violence as a weapon of war. She's also a UN Goodwill Ambassador, speaking on behalf of victims of human trafficking. Nadia spoke recently with Seneca's Milan Verveer. Here's an excerpt of what she had to say.
I was born and raised in the small village of Kojo in northern Iraq. My family was large and close, as most families were in Kojo and in other villages in South Sinjar. We lived a simple life. We were farmers who worked the land.
And then, on August the 3rd, 2014, something terrible happened. ISIS attacked the Mount Sinjar region, killing and kidnapping thousands of members of your community. You and your loved ones were directly affected by this terrible genocide. And fortunately, you managed to escape. You found refuge in Germany.
I wanted more than anything to seek justice for my community, for my family, for my mother. I wanted the world to know what happened to us and to help our community recover and to take some steps to make sure that what happened would never happen again in Iraq or anywhere else in the world. But unfortunately, like many vulnerable communities, once our story disappears, or once they said ISIS was defeated, the world leaves us behind. And my community continues to suffer, as you know, to this day. They still need help.
Tell us about your efforts to take ISIS to the International Criminal Court, and what is happening in those efforts?
Yeah, as you know, I have been working with Amal Clooney for the past few years to hold ISIS accountable. And I am lucky to call her a friend.
I am legal counsel to Nadia and to other Yazidi women and girls who were kidnapped, bought, sold, enslaved, and raped by ISIS. But it was clear from an early stage that this was going to be a challenge. The world's powers were focused on a military solution, and nobody wished to speak about justice. So we fixed on one imperative. We could not allow the evidence to disappear.
Working with Amal and member states at the UN, we were able to help create the UNITA team, which is working to collect evidence of ISIS crimes. We are trying to build cases against ISIS perpetrators. Survivors of sexual violence and the Yazidi community would like to see ISIS held accountable in public court.
We celebrated the moment 4 weeks ago when the team, working alongside the Iraqi authorities, began to exhume mass graves and identify the victim's remains. This first step in any criminal inquiry was a cathartic moment for many Yazidi families, and we are encouraged to hear that the investigation in Iraq is now fully underway.
We want to see countries try their foreign nationals, and right now, only a few of European countries, including Germany, France, and Netherlands, are holding their foreign nationals accountable.
What an inspiring story of determination and hope. So here's something hopeful for today. Women's voices are powerful. Nadia Murad shows that even one woman speaking up against injustice can inspire so many others and get the whole world to listen. And when women get together, they are unstoppable. Nadia and Amal Clooney working together will ensure justice not just for Nadia, but for thousands of Yazidi women abused and terrorized by ISIS. You can learn more about Nadia's story in her book, The Last Girl, and you can support her work at her website, nadiasinitiative.org. And to hear more from Nadia in her own remarkable voice, listen to today's episode of Seneca's 100 Women to Hear. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.